Good morning. It is Sunday, August the 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call, special Sunday edition. It is Sunday, the Lord's Day, the day of resurrection. And every Sunday, we share a psalm on the wake-up call, and we share a meditation written by Timothy and Julie Tennant. And then we sing that psalm today, in which case will be the portions of the psalm featured with our seedbed psalter. So let's get right to it. The name of the entry today is The True Nature of Our Struggle. It's Psalm 18. We will read Psalm 18, verses 1 through 11 and verses 46 through 50. In the NIV version of the Bible, which is our custom. Hear now the word of the Lord. I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. My stronghold. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The earth trembled and quaked, and the foundations of the mountains shook. They trembled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils. Consuming fire came from his mouth. Burning coals blazed out of it. He parted the heavens and came down. Dark clouds were under his feet. He mounted the cherubim and flew. He soared on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, the dark rain clouds of the sky. Continuing at 46. The Lord lives. Praise be to my rock. Exalted be God my Savior. He is the God who avenges me, who subdues nations under me, who saves me from my enemies. You exalted me above my foes. From a violent man you rescued me. Therefore, I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing the praises of your name. He gives his king great victories. He shows unfailing love to his anointed, to David, and to his descendants forever. The word of the Lord. Now consider this a meditation from Timothy and Julie Tennant. Psalm 18 emerges out of the historical account of 2 Samuel 22. When David had been granted victory over his enemies. The psalm appears in the historical account of 2 Samuel 22, 1 through 51, and then appears here in the Psalter. This psalm demonstrates the cosmic dimension of our earthly struggles. Although David was battling enemies here on earth, the psalm portrays the whole earth rocking and quivering under the power of God, as he thunders forth with his presence and power, verses 7 to 9. The picture of God reaching down from heaven to save and rescue, verses 16 and 17, is a powerful foreshadowing of the incarnation. Ultimately, it is in Christ that the heavens were truly parted, and God came down to vanquish our foes. David's struggle, finally, was not against the household of Saul or the Philistines. The early church's struggle was not finally against Pilate or the warnings of the Sanhedrin. Our struggle is not against any political party or forces of evil arrayed against us. In the final analysis, our struggle is a cosmic one. Paul says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Ephesians 6:12. Paul is speaking of the great cosmic struggle against which God in Jesus Christ has prevailed through the cross and resurrection. We sing this psalm with Christ, God's Son, the resurrected one. He alone was rewarded for his righteousness and is the truest voice of Psalm 18:20. "According to my righteousness and the cleanness of my hands, he has rewarded me." This points us far beyond any righteousness that belonged to David. Rather, it points us to the righteousness of great David's greater son, Jesus Christ. He alone has kept the path of the Lord. When David declares that this victory was not merely for himself, but for his descendants forever, verse 50, this is a clear sign of victory that transcends David's historical setting. This psalm points to and celebrates that great victory of the Lord on behalf of his church. We too can fully share in this victory. Now today we're going to sing this psalm. We'll sing the portions that we read, verses 1 through 11, and then 46 through 50. The words will be printed in the email. If you want to go to the psalms.seedbed.com site, that's also available to you. We're going to sing it to the tune called Forest Green, which is also known as "I Sing the Mighty Power of God." You ready? "I love you, my Lord, my strength, my rock and fortress strong, my trust for my deliverance does to the Lord belong. My God, my rock in whom I trust, a refuge unto me, the horn of my salvation and my stronghold shield is he. I'll call upon the Lord my God, who's worthy of all praise. And then from enemies I shall be saved through all my days. The cords of death entangled me, destruction o'er me swept. The grave coiled all around me, and in death's snares I was kept. In my distress I call the Lord, to God my words did fly. He from his temple heard my voice, to his ears came my cry. The earth was frightened and it quake, with trembling it was seized. The hills' foundations shook with fear because he was displeased. Up from his nostrils came hot smoke, and from his mouth there came devouring fire and coals, by it burned hot with blazing flame. He split the heavens and came down, from thence he did descend. And thickest clouds of darkness did around his feet attend. Upon the cherubim he rode, upon them he did fly. Yes, on the swift wings of the wind his flight was from on high. The darkness was his covering about him for his tent. Dark waters were, and thickest clouds of the sky's firmament. And now we're going to go down to verse 46 and sing our way through the end. We're doing good, guys. We're doing this. The Lord God lives, blessed be my rock, exalted be my God. He does avenge me and subdues the nations far abroad. He saves me from my enemies, yes, you have lifted me above my foes, and from the men of violence set me free. Therefore to you I will give thanks mid nations great and small. I will sing praises to your name, O Lord, the King of all. He gives deliverance to his king, his mercy does extend. To David his anointed and descendants without end. Amen. Now, we skipped at least half of that psalm. If you want to go back and sing it, you got the tune, all the words are on our site, psalms.cbed.com, under Psalm 18. And there's so much richness in the entirety of that psalm. But it's a marathon to sing. I won't lie to you. But we're getting a sense of our sea legs on these psalms and how to sing them. This is not that familiar to most of us, not to me. But it's super faithful and rich. And this is the word of God. There's nothing better we could do. The only thing better than reading the word of God is probably singing the word of God, and we just did it. So that's a wrap today from Psalm 18. I do want to keep encouraging you. I'd love to have you in this workshop we're doing on how to keep a word and spirit journal. That's going to be a good time. Dan Wilt and I will be sharing in that with you on August 26th. It's coming up. You can sign up. There's a link in today's email. And then, of course, I want you to get the Exodus Journal, and I'm making you a deal. If you buy one, I'll give you another one for no additional cost. And you're already praying about who you can invite to join us for the Wake Up Call series on Exodus, which starts September the 2nd, Labor Day. And if you're preaching out there in a church, I'd love for you to come alongside us with your church. We meet with preachers every Tuesday. And just send me an email, reply to this one, say, I want to get in on that. I want to preach alongside Exodus this fall. It'll take us all the way up to Advent. So, listen, we've got to get our Sunday worship on. Not going to see you on the field today. You know where I'm going to see you. I'll see you at the house for the awakening. And for Tim and Julie Tennant, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend. Leave us a rating and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.